You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? We're a weekly movie podcast covering the disturbing, the extreme, and everything in between, baby. I'm your host, the dirtiest of Chris Stakes. I'm also joined by...
We all know how Lisa likes her.
Rock fucking off.
Lisa.
Hello.
Hey. We're also joined by...
Bo, oh my god.
Bo.
That's me.
Hell yeah.
Would you guys still be my friend if this is how I talk?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's real nice of you guys.
I talk dumb like all the time. Yeah. So I just feel like more at home.
Mm-hmm.
Considering we literally just did this yesterday, I don't think I really have anything to say.
Yeah, we don't have any updates. I made an Instagram.
Oh, I did not. But what I did do is contemplate that.
Hell yeah, thinking about it is the first step.
Yeah, I thought about it for a long time.
Lisa, and I'm taking Lisa's example mm-hmm. as my own cue.
Mm-hmm.
So in like 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think I'll be ready.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Big news for you. Lisa's now on Instagram. So if you're sick of talking to me, you can talk directly to Lisa.
If you're nice to her, she'll show you a tit.
At Lisa, WTF are you watching? Yeah, you might get some boobs out of it. I don't know.
You might get a tit or two.
You will not.
You might.
Join What the Fuck Are You Fucking to absolutely get some tits out of it.
Yeah, it's for sure a sure shot deal.
Whose tits? That's up in the air.
Unclear.
Whoa, Lisa, what the fuck are you watching?
I'm watching Life in the Hole from 2017.
Hell yeah. This is a listener request from our friend Hexilox.
Yeah.
We take almost all forms of requests. So if you got one, send it to our email at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com or join our Instagram, WTFAreYouWatchingPod. Send it to us there. Life in the Hole. In a warehouse, in the middle of nowhere, two rival prostitutes held against their will join forces to help a 9-year-old girl escape her future as a child sex slave.
Okay.
Down in a hole. This one's directed by Tony Mendoza, written by Jacob Blodgett, H.E. Joyce, and Tony Mendoza, three writers on this motherfucker. Starring Lainey Rhodes, Cassandra M. Parker, Lauren Jenna, Tabitha Wolf, Dave Stout, and Lyra Brandt. Looks like a budget on this one is an estimated $500,000.
Damn. Wow, there's nothing on the parents' guide.
Literally nothing on the parents' guide for this one. Not even Severs or Miles or anything. We're going into this one blind.
Do we have like a ethical obligation to remedy that? I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to start counting fucks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That seems like sort of a task.
Yeah, no. We wait for other people to do that.
Yeah. I'm not really here to, like, police words.
Yeah. don't.
All right. Well,
so what we can do, we're presented with an opportunity to present this as an entirely wholesome film.
Yeah. it is all like user based, so we could write something fucking crazy in here.
We could lie.
Oh, we have a listener request. This one's from Spamela Anderson. Follow her on Instagram. And we will reveal the request at the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
Life in the Hole, 2017. Let's watch this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next shot.
Yeah.
That's a cool logo. Old hatch.
Yeah. How's she moving a couch?
I thought it was a fucking bathtub.
I thought it was too, but now it looks like a couch.
Some come to be sold like fresh meat from the slaughterhouse. And there's my personal favorite. The ones that need to be taken down a notch.
Should have got Sam Elliott for this part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a real pleasure doing what I do. And there's no one here to stop me.
Oh, is that a bucket of shit?
That's a poo bucket right there.
Yeah, it's got the toilet paper next to it and everything. And there's the couch.
Yeah.
Smeared with shit.
We, as a race, as a people, as a species, we gotta consider our eyebrows and what we're doing to them. You know?
First time in the hole, I imagine. What?
That's how every single one of my tricks has started.
What the fuck are these noises?
Oh, yeah. Say whole one more time.
You know there's 1,000 more of you made every fucking day. What, are you jealous of me? I ain't jealous of no one.
That girl's coming in fucking hot, dude.
Mm-hmm. Nice ink. Is that supposed to be some target for men to aim at when they finish?
What'd you say, you fucking bitch?
You heard me.
Are we gonna have a fucking problem, you and I?
I don't know. You seem like a big cunt, aren't we?
Are we going to have a fucking problem?
Shit! You know, if these girls teamed up, they could take this guy down real easily.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, but they don't like each other.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Yeah. There can only be one junkie whore.
He's so old and fat. Like, you guys could easily take him down.
Yeah, top heavy.
Mm-hmm. Has my girl arrived?
Yeah.
Good. You know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
God, I can't stand it.
Yeah, his exclamatives are gross.
It's so bad.
Kind of likey.
No.
You want a hit?
I mean, yeah, it's been a real weird day.
Oh, no. I think we're witnessing a rape.
Yeah.
Thought you meant a different kind of hit.
He said, I got that good, good.
Oh, my God. He's gonna give her the drugs. She just had to earn it.
You wanna hit?
Do you wanna hit? Do you wanna hit?
Oh my God.
Do you wanna hit?
Okay. iMovie 2008 transition.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty.
Half a million.
Do you remember when we used to play blind man?
God.
Daddy.
Yeah. You got any food in here?
There's no blisters.
I could speak slower than you.
I can speak the slowest.
So, asshole, you're fucking us and not feeding us?
That girl was yelling at the camera like she's diabetic, she needs her medicine. But then, now that he's in there, like, what the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? She's not saying anything.
Rule number one is never trust a hoe.
She's clean. So.
Fuck. Just dump her, and I'll handle things on my
end. She's diabetic. She needs medicine.
I'll take care of it.
Do we want to take bets now that she's like a plant? Like, she probably comes back later, yeah. This is like a psychological mind game thing.
Oh.
Oh, maybe not.
Life in the hole.
Oh my god. 12.
That was when I started sucking cock.
I don't know, I kind of,
Yeah, it's when the daddy issues started.
Blame him sometimes for me being here.
We used to play, like, a blind man.
Daddy.
I don't know if he hadn't have died, I just...
Oh, God.
Oh, no, that is a little girl.
I know, like, just the door opening and a little girl walking in, holding a freaking stuffed animal.
I've never met anyone in my life named Carla.
Why is she here?
I have.
Really?
Yep.
I've met a few what? Carlas.
Oh, damn.
Why?
Yeah, big like, bitch name.
Is she
yeah,
here?
That's a bitch name.
Same damn reason we're
yeah, I was like, I only remember, I think,
right?
One.
Can't do this.
Oh, they can, and they will continue to do so.
Yeah, everybody goes off on yeah. Karens. It should be Carla.
It's like a...
Hey, get your fucking hands off me.
Yeah, I can think of three Carlas. All bitches.
And what are you gonna do about it, hero?
More than you, apparently.
It's like, well, what do you expect from me? I'm over here busy developing scoliosis.
Yeah.
I walk with the posture of a fucking bendy straw.
It's okay, just stay right here, okay? Please.
I'm brooding.
Please don't
thank
hurt.
You very
please,
much.
Please stop.
Yeah, I'm sad.
This isn't hitting for me, and I don't think I'm going to be able to articulate why.
Yeah.
Is it the shallow writing? The poor
acting?
Yeah, it kind of all around sucks.
The suspicious cinematography?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a thick layer of cheese on all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're forcing it a little.
They got fucking storybooks. They're prepared for kids down here.
What's the random shit going on up in this room?
Yeah, this box has got a little bit of everything.
And are they lined with aluminum foil?
Hell yeah, they are.
No one ever wanted to.
Where's she getting all these cigarettes, man? Might have found them in one of those boxes.
Maybe.
Oh, no. She's the one working for the dudes. Like you were saying.
I mean, she does seem to be just hanging out. I don't know, man. I know the irony of this coming from someone like me.
Uh-huh.
But the jaded bitch caricature played out, yeah?
I'm a sandwich right now.
Yeah.
Or at least not being played well here. I don't know.
Yeah,
she's laying it on a little too thick. She came out swinging from fucking minute one.
Yeah.
But Bubba died last night.
Damn.
Why
didn't you check out that book before you started reading it?
The book's a plant.
The fucking dark side of drawing should have clued you in that this was going to be sad. Children's books that are fun don't fucking look like this.
Dog dies, but don't worry, you're gonna see him in some imaginary, magical fairy tale land.
Cigarette is not lit, fairy tale land.
I don't feel good.
Yeah, you don't sound great either.
Yeah, it's all that junk he's been shooting in you.
I'm not a junkie.
By tomorrow, you'll be asking for it. Trust me.
You know who I am.
I'm the alien baby. You wanna play blind man?
I hope this isn't really like her daughter.
You give me another taste and I'll give you one. Or better yet, how about I take this fresh meat upstairs and show her how it's done?
You sick bastard. I bet your own mother spent 9 months looking for a coat hanger. Hey.
Just couldn't find one.
There's an art to what I do. It's not just slapping these bitches around. Or shooting them up with junk.
Or raping them.
Though these are good techniques. Tried and tested.
Tried and tested.
Any jerk off can do that. It's all in the pacing.
Hell yeah.
The seduction.
Seduction.
The hope. It'll all stop if they just comply.
I've done drugs. You know what doesn't happen after two hits? Any of this.
What's she doing?
She's going through withdrawals.
Yeah, she's like freaking out.
Oh.
Voices. That's what I'd say about this whole film. Voices.
This should be like some fucking dark, like depressing shit, man. And it's just not fucking landing.
It's goofy.
It's almost like a disservice. Not a disservice. It's almost like making light of cartel human trafficking in a way, in like maybe an unintentional way.
I see what you mean.
I'm only here to please men like you. Come in here. I'll make it worth your time.
Sit down.
The license plate wall is kind of cool.
Yeah.
How do you get that many license plates, though?
I just need a little.
Unclear. Craft guards?
Maybe.
Say something. Are you going to help me or not?
I want you to bring me that girl. If you want a taste, you'll bring me that girl.
Bitch is shaped like the sugar plum fairy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? She's right there.
I said, bring me that girl.
Come here, sweetheart. You have to go.
She's
not gonna come. You scare her.
Oh, she'll come.
Wait! What the hell do you want?
I want you to bring me that girl.
I think you made it pretty clear.
Oh my god.
There's an art to the seduction.
I'm so sorry. Please. You have to go, okay?
Oh my god.
I'd have just been like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't slap me in the face with a cursed monkey doll while I'm sleeping, you little bitch. Now run off to daddy.
Oh my gosh.
Mommy's gonna do some heroin. It's giving like a syndicated cop show does like a dark spooky episode. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Or Lifetime. So you named her now? It's giving Lifetime movie.
What? That's it, isn't it?
After Dark. Lifetime After Dark.
Yeah, she knows her name.
Yeah, she's calling her Kimmy.
Anyway.
And she's like, oh, don't know her name.
She's gone.
I bet it is her fucking daughter.
Gone? What do you mean gone? She's a sought after item in this world. She's not an item. Listen, Carla. You only come to the hole for two reasons. To be broken or to be sold. Then why are you still here?
Free cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to die. Are you okay? Did he hurt you? I am so sorry, sweetheart. I don't care what happens to me anymore, but I am not going to stand here and let him have her. Let's kill this motherfucker. There's only one thing a holding guard is afraid of. Damaged goods.
What?
Oh, here comes Sally Scoliosis with the stabby stick. She said, I know where to do this. Right in the fucking
shoulder blade. Yeah. With an inch long blade. That's really gonna fuck somebody up.
Come on.
What a fucking idiot.
This is the cloudiest bottle of whiskey I've ever seen.
Girl, uh-huh. I was going to say, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that was weird.
It's backwash.
We did it. She got out.
Did she? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. I'm here.
Oh, gee, thank God.
Yeah.
I like to play piano.
Hell yeah.
I like to play piano.
What? All right, bitch, what?
Yeah.
That way you've got fucking six notes tattooed to your fucking hip bone?
It's a conversation starter.
Yeah, it's like, that's not how eighth notes work, you bitch. Revelation. This better be the last chapter, just like the Lord intended.
Yeah.
You're all gonna die here.
Yeah, listen, you little freak.
Who are you?
You know who I am.
I don't know.
Now it's time for you to die.
Yeah.
The money just hit for the little one.
I hate precocious children.
What the fuck's wrong with you? I just told you we got paid.
One of the girls is dead.
Are you shitting me? What else happened?
Carla sliced up a little bit.
You are fucking useless.
What do you want me to do?
Run.
Whoa. Run.
Run? He can barely walk.
Excuse me. Have you heard this man?
Yeah.
Remember that time I got high?
Yeah, she's like, oh shit, I can get high again right now.
One last hit before we die.
Is this like a concrete couch or is she just...
Yeah.
I'm getting sick and fucking tired of these stupid callback things. that mean literally nothing. Why did we see this at the very beginning?
I don't know.
To know that she's a fighter.
Yeah.
And
now,
what is that going to do for you, honey?
Yeah.
I'm going to open the door and it's going to fall the fuck over.
Yep.
Yeah. Girl. Honey, darling, dearest.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did any of this just happen to me?
Oh my god. He was just going to come in there because you're moving the couch.
Oh my god. And now we stab him with the rig, too.
Yeah.
Listen, Linda, do you recommend this Krabby Patty?
Hexilox.
Hexilox. We need to have them call in.
Yeah, they need to fucking defend this.
I need some answers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little girl, the fucking chosen one?
Yeah,
I don't.
What the fuck was that?
The darkness takes hold.
Yeah.
Numbs the senses.
Alien babies.
Makes you forget who you are.
Honey, that's the cheap whiskey you've been shotgunning for God knows how many decades, you fat bitch. Has he had pretty eyeballs this whole time?
Yeah, what the fuck was going on there?
Yeah, they never really showed him.
I don't know, I think the child of the corn might have fucking did some wild shit.
You got a heavy-footed gait, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking thumping.
Damping. God damn.
Yeah, she's fucking flat-footed, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what... Does she just drink a lot of milk or something? Why is she jabbing her feet into the ground like this? I don't understand what's happening. Yeah, that's a fucking chew toy, not a fucking baby doll.
It is, isn't it?
It's weird.
Yeah, that's a fucking dog toy, dude. I can see the fucking dog drool on it. It's just...
There's no way that bitch smells good.
Yeah, that motherfucker's damp, dude.
Yeah. It's seen some action.
Oh my god.
Really?
What a waste of my fucking time.
What the fuck was that?
Who the fuck had the nerve?
Yeah. Yeah.
To make this shit.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Do we have a new bottom of the list?
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to go at the bottom of my list.
Listen, Black Nazi sex chamber's rough, but...
Yeah, dude.
At least it was kind of unique.
Yeah.
That irritated me a lot.
Yeah.
Girl, and then what? She's just the fucking... I'm not even exploring these tentative plot points, because this was bullshit. This was comprehensive bullshit.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It was her fucking daughter. She obviously sold her daughter for drugs before. And she's just been strung out. And Maybe. Now she's here. And they bring her daughter in. I don't understand like the little girl fucking touching the guy's head and the guy dying and then the little girl's gone.
That was Life in the Hole.
Yeah.
Let's get into our overall thoughts of the movie. So I guess what we're dealing with is a cartel human trafficking situation. We have one woman that seems to have been in the hole for a long time.
I don't know that she's been in the hole for a long time. I think she's just been in there multiple times because she says you come here when they're selling you. You know, in between pimps, basically.
Frequent flyer.
I only said she was in there for fucking ever because she's like, yo, I'm in here to die.
Yeah.
But she spent some time in the fucking hole. God damn it.
I think that was also meant to be like, I'm here to die because she was finally on the side of, oh, we're going to protect this little girl.
I honor this endeavor that you're on, Lisa, to like ascribe meaning to this bullshit we just watched. I'm here to tell you. I don't know if any thought went into most of this.
So
it was just a series of execution errors.
Carla gets dumped in the hole, and that's kind of our main character, right? And, you know, she's in the hole to be broken, to more than likely be sold into sex slavery, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess so.
She keeps saying, like, oh, yeah, her man just dropped her off here. She's gonna...
to get a ride to Washington.
Yeah. And, Mariah, Scoliosis Sally, is like, that ain't your man. That's your pimp.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was right. So we're living fucking Carla's days in the hole. She's getting sexually abused and dosed up with heroin to become a junkie. Maybe she already was. Who knows?
I think she already was.
And then one fateful day, a 9-year-old girl gets dropped in the hole.
Yeah.
Like an Annabelle looking ass.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all plot to make their escape.
I guess.
That is my half-ass fucking plot synopsis. Let's get into overall thoughts of this movie. What'd you think?
Well, I mean, I didn't like it. I don't think I hated it as much as you two.
I really didn't enjoy this.
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't good. The acting was not great. The writing was not great.
Yeah, I think Bo said it best. It's a fucking Lifetime movie. It's like a Lifetime movie after dark. This is what you'd see after midnight on the Lifetime channel because it's a little fucking raunchy. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you see heroin, needles.
Yeah, that was probably the most graphic part.
Not
was
a
him
single,
shooting her up, and that wasn't even crazy.
Not a single booby in sight.
No.
No boob.
I
didn't even think this film was wild. I just thought it was like a poorly made student project type deal.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It should have been fucking wild, right?
Uh-huh.
On premise. I'm here for that storyline.
And that's...
two crack hosts rally together to save this little girl. I'm on board for that sort of revenge fantasy.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, just the whole like, oh, here's a little girl that they're trying to sell into sex trafficking. Like, it should be worse. Mm-hmm. Than it was.
Yeah, but don't make her Keanu Reeves at the end.
Yeah,
what was going on with that little girl at the end?
Not a goddamn thing. Was she even there?
That's what I was about to say. I think maybe she wasn't even real. Maybe
Carla's
she
big tripping.
Maybe she was Carla's daughter that she sold for drugs and she's fucking dead now.
Yeah,
and she's just seeing her.
We
you know.
Almost have an unreliable narrator sort of thing because, she is on heroin a lot and having wild-ass dreams. She dreams of, I guess, her dad or something having a weird fucking monster-looking baby.
Yeah.
What's strange is the narration. Oh, was she the product of being raped by her dad because of the first segue into the psyche was
a
flashback of fucking obvious sexual abuse from dad.
Yep. Maybe. It's hard to fucking tell. It was so.
But also, another problem with the storytelling element is that the actual narrator, we kept going to like almost interview style segments with the fucking.
With the guard?
With the prisoner. guard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever seen the YouTube channel, Soft White Underbelly.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And also, what a shithead that guy. Anyone that's just like grunting and moaning and I've got no patience for you. You fucking creature.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know what to say. This is an unfortunate miss. And, you know, I think this is the third movie that Hexy Locks has recommended to us. 2 for 3 ain't bad. Can't win
two
them all.
2 of 3, I guess. 2 for 3 sounds weird.
Well, because if all three of them were good, it'd be 3 for 3.
Yeah.
I do think semantically it does sound strange.
Yeah, I was like, it just sounds weird to me.
2 for 3.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck. Anyway. God damn it.
I understand what you're saying. I also agree with Lisa. It does sound strange.
Yeah.
I thought that was a normal thing to say.
It is. It is. I've heard people say things like this. It doesn't make it less strange to me.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it is. It just sounds weird to me.
I agree, Lisa.
Yeah. What I want to know is at the very end, the child does like some weird psychic powers thing almost.
Yeah.
And blasts the fucking prison guard.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
Well, she also comes back in a whole different creature. Now she's boss bitch. Before she was cowering in the corner, and now she comes back in after being freed. She's like, "Don't worry, I'm here now." And then she fucking precociously stomps over to the camera. Time for you to die.
Yeah.
And that's when shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the what's the fuck's happening?
Yeah, to the point where like I really thought like she was like a plant or something. We were kind of throughout the whole movie, we were kind of like trying to figure out who was the plant.
Uh-huh.
Like somebody was there on like the prison guard side, you know?
Well, that was when I was younger and more naive and thought there would be some depth to this film. I've since learned that that is not the case. This was not that kind of film.
Yeah,
because I was hoping for a sort of Horfin transition midway. We didn't quite get there. We got some weirdness.
Because I really thought it was going to be Mariah Mann. I thought she was like the plant. She was there from the fucking start. She had cigarettes fucking every minute.
Yeah, which, you know.
She never got raped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a little fucking odd.
You ever rub two sticks together real hard and fast?
No.
Me neither. I never will.
Yeah, I'm getting a little chunky in my old age. But yeah, man, odd movie. I think
Savage.
Lifetime, Midnight Lifetime special is the best way to put it. I can't really that's it. Yeah. That's literally it.
Well, it's the same like lighting scenario, same weird iMovie 2008 transitions.
Yeah, and it just had this weird layer of fucking cheesiness to it.
It was the bad acting and writing.
Yeah. Bad lines delivered by bad performers are a rough combo. $500,000.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, we are kind of used to that because we do a lot of low-budget underground sort of things.
And they're all better than this.
Yeah. This is $500,000 fucking dollars.
Someone got lied to several times. I don't know.
Heroin costs a lot, man.
Heroin costs a lot. So does good sets.
Yeah.
I think the set was really the star of the show.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. It looked pretty fucking gross. I don't know about that poop bucket, though. That looked like caramel on the rim of that poop bucket.
Oh, yeah, the poop bucket didn't even register for me.
Yeah.
No, it was just because it was like the first thing. It was one of the first things we saw, and so I was like,
They didn't eat any food. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Poop out what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadness?
No food, no poops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
For some reason, way more tame than it should have been.
It was just too cheesy to be like, impactful. I think so.
It was a miss for us here. What the fuck are you watching? But that's
all right. I am being a little bit ornery But it was shit.
All right, Lisa.
We're going to bring back Henri.
It is a mood, as the kids say.
It's a whole mood.
It's a whole mood, yeah.
It's a vibe. It's giving Henri.
Yeah.
Giving Henri. It's giving mother. Uh-huh. It's serving Henri.
Yeah. God.
So I wanted to keep my trope going about like how this could have been a little shorter, but I was, you know, I think this one could have been about an hour and 15 minutes shorter.
Yeah. It's the shortest one we've done in a little while, so like it almost felt a little fast.
I appreciate a return to form. I think this type of film, because you inundate the senses with too much like trauma and gore and stuff, it becomes desensitizing. So like if it's longer than an hour, it's not impactful, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made the comment multiple times, like this movie was just so fucking off the rails that like by the end you just don't feel anything anymore and it doesn't
land. We're fucking dead babies and I couldn't care less, you know. I should care about the fucking dead babies.
Well, and that's kind of how I feel with this movie. Like, I feel like I should be like, oh, this was crazy.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't.
I think on premise it was just so poorly done. That.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's another spicy subject matter. Not so spicy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Lisa. Your star rating and your what the fuck moment.
Yeah, I really think that I'm going to go with like one star.
Okay.
My what the fuck moment. I feel like this is another one that there wasn't a ton of what the fuck moments, but I have a few to choose from. I think I'm going to go with, you know, when... he pulls that girl out into the little hallway area and just bashes her head in because she's a diabetic and she needs medicine.
Insulin's expensive. I get it.
Yeah. All right, Bo, what is your star rating and what the fuck moment?
We're going to go with a big fat zero stars on this one. My what the fuck moment is, you know, couch surfing Carla. Doing her utmost to move what looks like a plywood and fabric couch across the concrete bunker dungeon room.
Yeah.
To prop it up backwards against the fucking door to barricade them in. Which is a contrived plan on multiple fronts. Because first of all, the objective is escape.
Yeah.
Why are we blocking the one exit?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also, if you're going to prop a couch in front of the door, let's not put it as unbalanced as possible and only tentatively put it in front of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you just positioned it perfectly for him to just knock it right over.
Girl, I could have, and I'm, if you're on a thinner side, he's a fat boy, so he can't get in there.
Yeah.
Unless he, like, moves the couch. But listen, I could have just opened the door a bit and slid straight through because of where that fucking couch was standing.
Uh-huh.
Carla, get it together, girl.
Yeah.
You bitch.
It almost seemed like she wanted him to get in, though, because she had the needle ready.
Was it a trick? Like, was it a psychological?
That's what I was like. I don't understand why just putting the couch against the door makes him just be like, oh, I'm coming in now.
I almost thought it was like a way to like cover up the camera with like the biggest object possible. Because, you know, you cover the camera and then, of course, they're going to come in and see what's up.
Oh, because the camera right before was
that
there.
Little girl had been like, now I know how to walk in heels and shit because I'm a precocious 9-year-old and it's time for you to die. And then the fucking cameras went out and he's got a phone call telling him to run.
Yeah.
But instead he said, no, I think I can probably take these heifers. She can't move this fucking plywood couch. So I think I got a good shot here.
Yeah.
you know, and but that's not the, what the fuck moment. That whole couch situation.
The ornery one was already down, so he didn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah. Sally's scoliosis was, you know, he had already dealt with her.
Yeah.
She plays piano.
She plays piano.
Dying moment.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? What's your star rating and what the fuck moment?
Yeah, I'm going to go with one star.
Okay.
Deal with it, bitch.
What's your what the fuck moment?
My what bitch? The fuck moment. My what the fuck moment is when the little girl goes in there and fucking mind blasts the prison guard.
Yeah.
Seemingly out of nowhere with like weird fucking psychic powers.
Yeah. That was one of my choices too.
Because it seemingly blinded him. Because his eyeballs were like blind eyeballs.
Yeah, and like
his whole cloudy and shit.
Face was all bloody and shit.
Yeah, was this a fucking supernatural fucking angel blast?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the kid was not really there.
Sammy!
Was this her dead daddy dick daughter? Who's turned into her guardian angel?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can't imagine why your daughter would come back and be your guardian angel after you sold her.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
So bad, so stupid.
Lisa.
Yeah.
How spicy is this movie?
This movie is spicy nacho Doritos.
Hell yeah.
Not very spicy.
Right, yeah.
they leave a residue though.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I guess they changed the recipe now. They're a little bit spicier, according to the bag.
Oh.
I'm gonna let a bag tell me how to live my life. You bitch.
What about you, Bo? How spicy is this movie?
This is like strawberry shortcake, but with moldy strawberries.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? How spicy is this movie?
This movie.
Take us on a trip.
This movie is a salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like my chili hot. As a matter of fact, I like my chili so goddamn hot you could cook a hog's ass in a spoonful. When a working man such as myself wants a little hot fixing, I reach for that bottle of mama's goddamn hot chili. This movie is a bottle of salsa that your friend brings to the campfire.
Is it homemade salsa?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Turns out your friend got this bottle of salsa from New York City.
New York City. God, we're so old. These are old commercials.
Old people jokes. This is New York City salsa. I'm assuming it's not spicy. I've never had New York City salsa.
Depends on which borough it came from.
But yeah.
Does your friend spit on his hand and rail you afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he goes, patooey.
Patooey. Thanks, bud.
All right, Lisa, where's this one going on your leaderboard?
What's a leaderboard, Christopher?
Well, what a leaderboard is where we... this is where we kind of rank our personal favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The movies that we covered on the podcast. So, Lisa, where does this slot in on your leaderboard?
Wait, so it's like a board.
Yeah. A digital board.
Where we assign like numeric values to clearly indicate the leader in a certain category.
Right. Yeah. Number one is the leader.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
They are the leader of the board.
Man.
All right.
Okay. I have been doing this all wrong then.
It's a difficult concept.
I wish you would have started explaining this earlier. All
right, sooner.
We can do a reversal on Lisa's. Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard is her number one.
Yeah, we can just flip-flop.
Followed by Slow Torture Puke Chamber and Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Imagine the parallel universe in which that is Lisa's taste in film.
Where that's like my top three movies.
Yeah. She said, you know what I really like? Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard.
You know how I spend my time interacting with Lucifer Valentine on Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, master. Yeah.
Please put me in your movie.
Well, listen, and that's a parallel universe, and you know, because then you'd be Chris's rope bunny for picture purposes. So yeah. That's probably not all bad.
Yeah.
Now you better get started now, Lisa. Apparently, you're gonna have to have about 5 years fucking dealing with them to make a movie.
Gotta get better at gagging too. I've not really heard any good gagging from you.
I'm too old for him.
As in you're not 19 anymore?
Yeah.
I don't think he likes them when they can start drinking legally. You know.
Oh man. Or at least, you know, not after 25 when their brain's fully developed.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they can deal with cognitive reasoning on a, mm-hmm. you know, substantially human level.
Sorry. Way off topic again. Where is this going on my leaderboard? I've given it 1 star. And I have some 1-star movies
kind of sure
high on my list. Well, higher than I would expect.
You got a 1.5.
Not a stranger to the 1-star rating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
your comfort zone.
Yeah. I think it's going to have to go below Tumbling Doll of Flesh.
You'd watch Tumbling Doll before you watch this again?
I don't know. That's a hard choice. Would I watch?
This is where the conundrum
begins. Would I
watch
Mortem before I watch this again? You know?
My answer is yes.
I think I would, but
Mortem was what, the third one?
Second.
See, I really didn't with like a lot the of second yelling one. I didn't.
And also the maggot.
Yeah.
I'm a librarian, now fuck me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the sexy librarian.
Tumbling Doll of Flesh.
The girl gets Carmex rubbed on her butthole.
Yeah. Okay.
You really didn't care for the Carmex, but
yeah. I think it's maybe gonna go in between Mortem and Tumbling Doll of Flesh, actually. Okay. It's gonna be my new number 25.
Fuck the title of this movie too.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Life in the Hole.
Yeah, bitch, none of this shit fucking does anything for me. I don't.
Yeah.
Life in the Hole.
All right, Bo, where's it going on your list?
All right, it's going to be my new number 26. So it's going to go right under Lucky Sky Diamond and right above Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
I think I'm going to make it my new number 29.
It's going below Slow.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going above Slow Torture. Chamber.
It's my new number 30. Sorry.
Which one was Slow Torture? Is that number 2?
Number 3.
Number 2 is Regurgitated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going below Slow Torture Puke Chamber.
Yes.
And above Black Mass.
Yeah, it's my new number 30.
Below, yeah, it's just not good.
Slow Torture Puke Chamber. I really do think I would watch Slow Torture.
I might, too. I can't really decide. If I didn't loathe that entire situation so much, I might.
So Black Mass is still at the bottom of the list. Is anything going to be worse than Black Mass of the Nazi Sex Wizard?
Probably not. The further removed we get from it, the more we'll be able to be like, oh, maybe it wasn't as bad as this thing we're watching, but I promise it was.
Yeah, it probably was.
It really was. It was so bad.
Well, you know, my memory is terrible anyway, so I just forget what any of these movies are. I have to be reminded.
Principles and ethics, so at least you can stand by the decisions you made in the present.
All right, well, that's going to do it for Life in the Hole.
Yeah.
We were not feeling this one. Feel free to watch the movie and send us your opinions on it. Tell us how we're wrong.
Yeah. We love X-Z-Lux, being told that we're wrong.
I also have a history of respecting other people's opinions and valuing them.
Yeah.
So I see nothing wrong with anything that was just said. I need Hexilux to call in at some point and explain themselves for this one.
Yeah, I did check up on the speak pipe. It was full of spiders. but it is still there.
Is that like a pipe, like an actual pipe joke?
It's a literal pipe that you speak through.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, speak pipe is still there. So,
okay.
Hexilux, if you want to defend your movie, send us a voicemail on the speak pipe.
What a garbage name. Speak pipe?
Yeah.
If I could get Google Voice to work, I would just use that.
Speak pipe.
Oh, man.
Apparently everybody
who is she?
Nobody knows. Nobody fucking says it's a speak pipe.
Yeah.
Speak pipe.
We also haven't mentioned it on a podcast in a long time.
Because it's embarrassing to say those words in that order. Speak pipe?
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned it, but the link is in every description of the episode, so...
Yeah, but people think it's Russian malware because no one's ever fucking heard of it. So
yeah.
It might be. I don't
listen.
Know.
Who knows?
That's why we're not getting any voicemails. They're just taking them all.
Where is the pipe leading?
God damn, I don't Russians. Know.
Could be to Russia. But anyway, join us next week when we cover
a recommendation from Spamela Anderson.
Yeah. Strange Circus.
Strange Circus.
Let's see if we can find a trailer for Strange Circus.
Okay. What year is this from?
I guess it's 2005.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's already so pretty.
Minasan, kyou wa yō koso wareware no circus e.
Oh, I'm gonna love it.
Sa!
Oh, I'm gonna love this one.
Yeah.
Strange Circus.
I have high hopes for this.
Yeah, that looks like it's gonna be great. I hope it's not bullshit.
Yeah.
Looks pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it does.
And listen, I like her already, this Spamela.
Follow her on Instagram, you see her movie reviews. Yeah, that's Strange Circus. Looks pretty fucking good. Will it be? We'll find out next week.
I hope so.
On What the Fuck Are You Watching? Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
I don't know.